We'll do the Maimer Vehecherim Havayes L'Shen Yom Mitzrayim, which the Rebbe said that Achren Shel Pesach in Hei Tovshin Memtes, and it was printed right after Pesach and Yisru Chaga Pesach, and this is the 32nd Maimer in my Maimori Melukotim in Chelik Gimel. This Maimer is a little different, besides the fact that it's probably one of the shortest Maimorim that we have from the Rebbe. I'm not an expert in all the Maimorim, but from the Maimorim I learned, this is exceptionally short, number one. And number two, it's also the way it's presented. It looks like the Rebbe was trying to bring down Mashiach in this Maimer. He's not getting too deeply involved. He's referencing the Maimer of the Rebbe Maharash and in the Maimer of the Hecherim, but there is no real insight in any of the things, the discussion of the Maimer. He brings down questions, he brings down the different ideas, but the Rebbe doesn't address it. He just brings down from the Maimer. So this is like very unique, but the Rebbe talks about how Acher Shel Pesach to eat the matzahs and to drink the four cases of wine, how all this is connected and brings down Mashiach, as we'll see in the Maimer. I found this Maimer to be like unusually short and unusually inspiring and not being too difficult to learn, because it's basically one theme that this is about Mashiach and about how we have the opportunity to bring Mashiach now. There needs to be no time span. As the Rebbe will learn, that the beginning of the Pasuk, which from Tehillim also, the Pasuk we're quoting here from Yeshaya, that the Yam Mitzrayim, that was lechatchila b'yitzias Mitzrayim, but splitting of the Nahor, the river, will be la'osud lavoi with Mashiach. And the Rebbe said, it doesn't have to be a time. We can get to it right away from the Pasuk. Let's learn inside. B'seayta d'shmaya achren shel Pesach hei tov shimemtes. And the Pasuk begins with the Pasuk in Yeshaya, which we read in the Haftorah, in Achren Shal Pesach, Eid HaYoyim B'Noiv Lamed, talk about V'yotzo Choyter Megezer, Yishai, the descendant of Yishai. And then the Pasuk continues over there, that V'Hecherim Havaye Es L'Shoin Yam Mitzrayim. And Hashem will dry out the tongue of the Egyptian Sea, had the sea had a tongue, as area where it goes. So Hashem will dry out. So here it talks about the sea of Egypt. And then the Pasuk continues, V'heinif yodei al hanor, and Havaya will raise his hand over the river. Now this is talking already about the Euphrates River. The river, there's the Yam, and this is the Nor. So Hashem will lift his hand over the river, Ba'ayim Rochai, with the fury of his spirit, the Goymer, and he will smite it into seven passageways, etc., as the Pasuk talks about over there. So you have two things over here. You have first drying out the sea of Mitzrayim, the Lishon Yam Mitzrayim. And then we have also raising his hands and splitting basically the river by Yom Ruchai with the fury of his spirit. So the Rebbe Maharash explains about this Pasuk, who the Rebbe refers to as Melechat Chila Riber, the one who, the Rebbe, who's attribute to him the going Lechat Chila over, as the Rebbe would always talk about the fact that the Rebbe Marash says that you go over and you don't start to go lower, and then if you can't go at the top, but you go chatchila river beginning. So he explains Baruchah behemshich behechrim at length in the Maimorim that are the hemshich of behechrim, the same pasuk. So what is the Marash? Rebbe Marash explained nois of shalosid love yia behechrim goimer es l'shoin yam mitzrayim. In addition, that in the future the Avish there will take place, that he will dry out the tongue of the Sea of Egypt, which that is nothing new. That's Dugmas Kriyas Yamsuf Shahoiso Beitzias Mitzrayim. That's similar to the splitting of the Red Sea that took place, or the Sea of Reeds that took place when they left Egypt. So there was already Yitzias. There will be again, Avish that would split the Sea of Egypt when for the Yidden to go up to Eretz Yisrael. But in addition to that, he will also raise his hand over the river. Besides splitting the sea, he will also raise his hand over the river and split the river as well. So the Rebbe Marash explains that the Bekiyas Hanor Hilamayla Yoser Mi Bekiyas Hayam. Splitting of the river is a higher level than splitting of the sea. Both of when you split, that represents a tremendous revelation, the splitting of the sea. But splitting of the river is a higher level than splitting of the splitting the sea. Kimavur Shom Barucha has explained over there at length. The Rebbe does not go into the explanation over there at all. The Rebbe just brings down over there that in the Hemshech of Ehechrim, and also from Lukut HaTorah, over there is explained. The Rebbe doesn't go into the details over here, but the Rebbe just tells us that there's two levels. There's a splitting of the sea, and there's a higher level of splitting of the river. And the main novelty of the future to come is Shaoz Yiyah Bekiyas Hanor. Then is going to be the splitting of the river. Because splitting of the sea already took place by Yitzias Mitzrayim. Here there's going to be a whole new splitting, not the sea, the splitting of a river. And the Rebbe brings down now a pasuk from Tehillim. In the Tehillim it says, "Ukmei Shekosuv." It says in the pasuk, "Hafach Yom LaYabosha." He turned, talking about the greatness of Hashem, that Hashem turned the sea into dry land. And then the pasuk says, "On the future, Benor Yavru Beragel," that in the river they will go by foot. They're not gonna pass the river by boats, other means, they'll go by foot, because the river is going to be split for them. So the pasuk, when it talks about the sea, it says, Hofach, he split in the past, which is referencing the time when the Yidden went out of Mitzrayim, when they used to split the sea for them. And then, Banori Avru Baragel, in the future, will also split the river and they will go through by foot. That's a language of the past. That refers to the time of splitting of the sea, which was in the redemption of Yitzhak Mitzrayim. So this already happened, this was already before. And then the pasuk says, "Banor yavru beragel," that in the river they will go through by foot, which means the river will split as well. Loshen osit, that's the language of the foot. They will go by through the river by foot. That's in the future. The koyal bekiyas hanor shetiye begulos hasida, that refers to the splitting of the river that's going to be in the future redemption. And since this already happened, so in our pasuk, when we talk about both, that the Hechrim L'shon Yamitzrayim, the sea will be split, and also the river. The main chiddush is the river, because the sea has already been split. Ubenohor Yavru Berogel. So when the pasuk said No Yavru Berogel, Zehu Iker Hachidush Sheyibigula Asid. This is the main chiddush that will be in the future redemption, because that's the first time that the river was split. Up till now, it was the sea that was split. And therefore, within the two inyonim of the pasuk, the main thing is, in the pasuk of Hechrim, L'shen Yam Yitzrayim, the main thing is the second part of V'heiniv Yom Ala Yonor B'ayim Rucham. So, why do we have to bring down both inyonim? L'chayre would seem, we should just bring down the V'heiniv Yoda Anor, since that is the main thing. So that should be L'chayre, the thing that should be brought down. The Rebbe explains now, because the Pasuk brings them together to tell you that there can be immediately after the splitting of the sea can also be the splitting of the river, and we don't have to take any time in between, which means we can go to the Geula right away. There's no time restriction to take place in between. So the Rebbe says, we can say that this, that the Pasuk says that the Eibishter will dry out the sea of Mitzrayim. So he continues to this. They take it immediately without it. He will raise his hand over this river. That is to teach us that from the splitting of the sea and its idea, whatever the greatness that took place at Kriyas Yamsuf. So the splitting, the actual splitting, and the ideas associated with the splitting of the sea, Sheyi Yubegula di Yitzias Mitzrayim, that will be in the redemption of the Exodus of Egypt. Ef Shelovei Miyad, we have the ability to come immediately, B'li Shum Hefsek, without any interruption. There's no, the Pasuk says, we split the sea, Hechrim L'shen Yam Yitzrayim, but immediately, L'v'heiniv Yodei Al Hanor Goy Mashiyi Lost in Love, to raising his hand over the river that's going to be in the future. We can come to it immediately. So, B'meila, that's what the Pasuk says in that way. And the Rebbe is pushing this further, that especially when we are Nachron Shel Pesach, we can get to the point of Hecherim, to the level of Neinif Yodei, of the Geula Hasida, immediately. We don't have to wait. There's no reason to wait. Ubefrat be'achrein shel Pesach, especially when we talk about achrein shel Pesach, sheboy emrim haftoiro be'inyen Geula Hasida. When we say the Haftorah about this future redemption, this is the Haftorah of Hecherim, then V'eichlim Sudas Mashiach, and we eat the meal of Mashiach, so we can get to Mashiach right away. V'zeh bo behemshech l'shvi shel Pesach, and Achron Shel Pesach comes as a follow-up, as a continuation to the seventh day of Pesach, which is Kriyas Yamsuf. So you have Shvi Shel Pesach, Kriyas Yamsuf, V'echrim shon yam Yisrael, and then we come to the future. V'heinif yodei b'ayim ruchay alanor. So days and nase oid yoser hachibur. This also brings about even more the connection, the kriyas yamsuf im hagilu d'geula hasido, the connection of kriyas yamsuf with the revelation of the future redemption. Meaning, it can happen. It needs to be brought right very close. Now, the Rebbe says this connection of bringing Mashiach now, immediately, right after Kriyas Yamsuf, that the Pasuk connects them, is something which each and every one of us is responsibility to do, because the Torah was given to each of the Jewish people, so we all have to bring about the Hemshech of Kriyas Yamsuf to Noor Berogel, to the Zman of Mashiach. Mekivon Sheb Smichu Zu, Hichelik Metoira. Since this juxtaposing of bringing close the Kriyas Yamsuf with the Heinif Yote, the Noor, the Osit, Hichelik Metoira, it's a part of Torah. And since the Torah is Sheyirusha Lekol Echad Vechad Mi'Yisrael, it's an inheritance for each and every one of the Jewish people, commercial kosher, like we say in the Pasuk. The Torah that Moshe commanded us is an inheritance for the entire community of Jacob. So it means every year, this is a part of Torah, this Pasuk, meaning that it belongs to everybody. There is the power to each and every one of the Jewish people, Anosh, Imnosh, Imvitaf, men, women, and children, Lovei Mikriyas Yamsuf, to come from the splitting of the sea from Shvi Yishol Pesach, take it from Yad Mamash Lagul Asida, immediately, and right away, actually right away, to the future redemption. The Loi Ikuv Afilu Kerevayin, without delay, even like the blink of an eye. Rebbe says further, there's a very interesting prayer that we do in the Psichas Ha'orin on Yom Tov. We say the Yiratzin over there. And each person saying the Yiratzin when they open the Torah before Kriyas HaTorah talks about them meriting what this Pasuk says. Ruach Hashem, that the which literally talks about Mashiach, but we're all saying it, and we just said it when they took out the Torah on Achrei Shel Pesach and on before Shvi Yishol Pesach. This tells us how much each person has that connection to Mashiach, that we are able to bring Mashiach down, so that there should be right away the splitting of the river. This, that it is within the power of each and every one of the Jewish people. Love it, tikkif la gu'ula, la gilui. To immediately come to the revelation, the gu'ula hasido, to the future redemption. Mudgash gam, this is also emphasized by Mashakosuv, behaf toira da achan shal pesach, that which is written in the haf toira of achan shal pesach. Upon him, upon Mashiach, will rest the Spirit of Hashem. That's also an hour of Torah, Achash HaPesach, the Echrim, and the same of Torah. So what's the Pasht of Pshat? V'nocha Olav, who's Olav? The Rebbe wants to connect it, that really, even though it's talking about Mashiach, but it's really a responsibility. Every Yid, the Torah, Tzivilonu Moshe, Marosh, Kilos Yaakov, we all can do it. It says, "V'nochalov ruach havayi v'goymer da'olov koyi al Mashiach." On him, who's on him? That's Mashiach. On Mashiach, there will rest the Spirit of God. Hashem's Spirit will rest it. How do we know that? Because the pasuk says, "V'yotzo choyter migeza yishai goymer," that a sprout from the stem of Yishai, which is Mashiach, Yishai, the father of David. And from David's children, David Melech, Malka Mashiach, that's going to be a sprout. The Melech HaMashiach comes from there. And he's going to have the Spirit of Hashem on him. Ruach Hashem is the V'yotzol Chayter Megeza Yishai. That's Melech HaMashiach. V'afo b'kena yeh tiknu, the rabbis, the sages, instituted shekol echad mi'Yisrael yemer v'yom tov, that each individual of the Jewish people says on Yom Tov, but filo she'emrim beis psichas orin, during the prayer we do when we open the ark, What do we say over there? A fascinating prayer. V'yiskayim banu mikra shakosu. Let it be fulfilled in us, the verse that it says, v'nochol of ruch Hashem. On him will rest the spirits of Hashem. And we're asking Hashem that by us shall be fulfilled what it says about Mashiach, to rest upon him the spirit of Hashem. Hainu, what it means is Shebekol Echad Mi Yisrael, that by each and every, by each one of the Yidn, B'Toyr Prat, as an individual, not asking to Klal Yisrael, we're saying V'Yiskayim Bonu, by us, but he's saying over there by the Psichas Harim for himself. Each individual is asking that. Yihagilui should be the revelation, Mashiach's revelation, not just a revelation, such a powerful, great revelation that the Spirit of Himself will rest in him. Imkol ha-prati shebiksuvim elu, with all the details that are in these verses. Koilul gam beinav yodal hanor, also the earlier theme that raises his hand over the river and splitting it, the Melech HaMashiach. We all are obligated. We all can do it. We don't have to wait. It's ready now. And therefore, here you can see the Rebbe is pushing and pulling Mashiach to come. Gimel. Ve'ein hadover tolui elu b'maseinu v'avedeseinu. This matter only hinges in our actions and our service. Da'idei, we start by doing mitzvahs properly. We get our own redemption, and then through our own redemption, we merit redemption of Klal Yisrael. By doing the mitzvah properly, that brings about redemption. That's the individual redemption of the one who fulfills the mitzvah. If you do the mitzvah properly, you become a free person. You experience freedom. As we'll see in the Pasuk of Pot B'Sholim that the Rebbe brings down, you are redeemed, B'Sholim. You become redeemed. When you do a mitzvah kedeboi properly, Nase Geula, that brings about redemption. Gula protis shel mekayim mitzvah. That's the individual, the personal redemption of the one who fulfills the mitzvah. Shehu nimtza b'matzav shel chedev amitzis, that he finds himself in a condition of true freedom. You're free. Kemuv on ma'amavur b'geres ha-koydesh b'pirush ha-kosuv. As understood from what was explained in the Geres HaKodesh, in the Siman Dalet, in explaining the Pasuk of Pod B'Sholem Nafshi, that by doing the mitzvah properly, you gain the level of freedom, Pod B'Sholem. The Rebbe wants to say now that that experience is a lasting experience, even though he does the mitzvah at one moment. Just like the mitzvah itself is explained in Tanya, is everlasting because above is higher than time, and that union you create with the mitzvah is a lasting impact. The same thing is the redemption that you accomplish by doing the mitzvah properly is a continuous redemption. Even after you finish doing the mitzvah, it's a lasting redemption. Yes, lois, if we can add shagula protis, pod b'sholem nafshi, the individual personal redemption. Pod b'sholem nafshi, my soul, it's the person himself. Shenasi salidei ki mitzvah kideboi, which takes place when you do the mitzvah properly. It's not just when he's observing the mitzvah, but it extends later on. Similar to what's explained in Tanya, And Tanya explains that union. We say L'shem Yichud Kuchabricha, we say before Baruch Shavar. A lot of people say L'shem Yichud before every mitzvah, because every mitzvah creates a connection of Kuchabricha, Shchimta, Zohar, Malchus, etc. So, when is that Yichud? So I do mitzvah once. The Alter Rebbe explained, but the Yichud that you make up with that one mitzvah is a lasting Yichud above. She Yichud ze b'inyan ha-Yichud she nasa ki mitzvah. That Yichud that takes place through the observance of mitzvah, she Yichud ze l'maylo hu nitzchi lo ilom vo, it's eternal forever. And because it's an eternal Yichud, Sheze ha-Yichud l'maylo, therefore this eternal Yichud above, Poyil gam alodim lamato, so it impacts the person below. So doing a mitzvah one time has its effect on the person below because it's a continuous above, the mitzvah continues. That Yichud continues. But the same thing is true with the redemption. Derech zehu gam bo'inyan. The pod of b'sholem nafshi. Same thing is also in the matter of pod b'sholem nafshi. Shenas al yidei ki mitzvah, which becomes through the doing of the mitzvah. So inyan nitzchi lemailo v'gam lemato. That becomes an eternal matter above, but also below. That redemption that you experience through doing the mitzvah once is a continuous redemption. Balderech maimerazal. This is similar to the saying of our sages. Koloisek batoiro. Anybody who occupies in Torah accomplishes both above and below. Meisim sholem bepamalia shel maylo, bepamalia shel mato. He makes a peace in the heavenly academy and the academy below. So you see, you impact both. So the nitzchi of the poda b'sholim, you accomplish it both above and below, just like Isaac B'Torah is above and below. What does it mean? That personal redemption that you create through the observance of the mitzvah, that extends and it impacts during the entire lifetime. In your day-to-day life. So that's a freedom that you created through doing one mitzvah, but it's something which impacts your day-to-day life for the rest of your life. So that's the beginning, this is a personal gula. From this, boim gam legula haklolis, from there we come also to the general gula. V'hoiso la'ashem hamlucham. General Geula, the whole world will be redeemed. Hashem will have the government, the ruling over the world. B'chol ha-metzius kula. In every entity, the entire entity of all, hein l'mailo v'hein l'mato, in the worlds above and below, there will be l'Hashem hamlucha everywhere. So this is the idea of Geula that we accomplish through our personal Geula first, which brings us to the general Geula. And this is all telling us that, especially in Achron Shapesa, when we read this, and there's that the Inyonim of Mitzrayim and to the Inyonim of Lasid Lavi can come immediately. There's no time needed. And the Rebbe says, and more, furthermore, besides the Rebbe said, we just read this in the Haftorah, it's Shvi Shapesa and Achron Shapesa. And the Rebbe is talking about specifically when we are now celebrating the Sudas Mashiach, in which we're eating the Sudas Mashiach, we're drinking the four cups. So, but before we're talking about the Geula of doing a mitzvah kiddaboyi. But that's doing general mitzvahs. We have specific mitzvahs or traditions that we do on Achron Shapesach, which is a unique opportunity for Mashiach, special. Dalet bine nois af al ze. Shakol ho inyonim de toiro mitzvus. Maseinu vavidaseinu. In addition to the fact that all matters of toiro mitzvus, which is our work and our service, mekarvim umevim gula asida, they bring close and they bring us to the future redemption. Yesh zgula miyuchedes binyonim elu. There is a very special omen in those matters hashayochim bigolu yoisel Mashiach, which are more revealed, connected to Mashiach. There is a more impetus, a more probability, a more stronger to bring this actually about. Umehem amongst them is Achila Sudas Mashiach Ba'achran Shul Pesach, to eat the Mashiach Suda on the last day of Pesach, Ushtiyas Dalet Koisus, and drinking of the four Koisbis Suda Zu during this meal, during the meal of Achran Shul Pesach. The Kemoi Shedalet HaKoisus Shebelayla. So the Rebbe is concentrating on the four cups that have to do especially with an act that we're doing related to the Geula, just the, like the four cups, Shebelayla Serishenim the Pesach, that are in the first nights of Pesach, and Kineged Dalet L'Shenu Shel Geula, they correspond to the four languages that Hashem used for the redemption, by Tzeisim, Itzalti, Begalti, Lakachti, that we find when the Eibishter told them about the Geula Mitzrayim, Hagula Ditzis Mitzrayim, which is the redemption of Yitzis Mitzrayim, Al Derech Zeh. Similarly, Hugam Badalat Koysa, the Sudas Mashiach, Ba'achr Shul Pesach. Similarly, is the four cups of Mashiach Suda on the last day of Pesach. Shehem Shayochim Legula Hasida, they have a connection to the future redemption. The cups that we're drinking, the four cups on the first, on the Seder, that has to do, the first days of Pesach, that has to do with the Geula of Yitzis Mitzrayim. The four cups we're drinking at the Suda of Achron Shel Pesach have to do with the four, with the Geula Hasida. What's the number four? So the Rebbe explains. Shloim Rabbi Yerbozeh, the explanation is Api Habi Urim, Ba'ashaychas the Geula Hasida, based on the explanations to connect the future redemption to the four cups. The Dalet L'Shoynes Shel Agula De Lo'osid Lovi, to the four languages of the Geula of the future to come. The Rebbe explains it in the Arichas and the Maimorim, Hayor Alavona, the Rebbe references, but the Rebbe himself doesn't go into give us the details. He says that the four languages about the Geula Hasida is referenced with the four cups that we drink in Achash Pesach. And the Rebbe brings out another point. Va'Geula Ha'asido Haretiyah Marba Kamfis Oretz. The future redemption is going to be from the four corners of the world. Four corners of the world fit with the four cups. Four corners is four cups. And the Rebbe has a lengthy Ha'ore in 18, in which the Rebbe also explains that the two mems, there is a closed mem, and there is an open mem. A regular mem and a mem, a shlos mem, a mem sofis. The mem sofis represents Mashiach, unless it represents the future redemption. And that's why we said, lemarbe hamisra, even though it's the middle of the word, that mem is a shlos mem, is like a closed mem. And the Rebbe brings down that an open mem has an open. An open mem, if you're facing Mizrach, the letter is facing Mizrach, the open is to the north. It says, Mitzofen Tepasach Haroh. Basically, the Eibishter created the world that it's open on three sides, Lachsadra Doime, and the fourth side is not closed. And that's the mem. And that means that possibility to get into the mem, into the world, through that opening from the north, Mitzofet to Pesach HaRoah. And the Mem closed, meaning there's going to be no possibility for anybody to come in. So this is the future when the world is going to be closed from all four sides. And that four cups that we're drinking is hinting to this idea. This is what it says in the to that closed Mem that is going to be closed from all four sides. That's what the Rebbe mentioned. In any event, this is all the number four. And the Rebbe brings out another point, that the fact that the four is equal to the fourth of the first day and the fourth of the last day, meaning that we can go right away, they're connected. We don't have to wait. We can come immediately to Gula Hasidah. Perhaps we can add the fact that in Mashiach Suda is the same number of cups that's in the first days of Pesach. Is to hint us, same cups, because it hints to us that it's in the power of each one of the Yidden. We can come right away from the redemption of Exodus of Mitzrayim. The four cups. You're not going to need any more cups. The same four cups. Those four cups of Achron Shel Pesach. Four, meaning, if you needed more cups on the Gula Asida, you can say maybe it needs to take time till you get to the other cups. But here the point is that it's the same four cups. So you can come right away from the four cups of the first nights to the Gula Asida, Dalet HaKoisis, the Achron Shel Pesach. Gula bePashtus, a literally redemption. Lemato Masorot Tvachim, below 10 Tvachim, meaning experience. Spirituality sometimes stays Rishus above, but Sarut Vachem means in this world. Ubefrat, especially the Rebbe says, Shemaseinu v'avedeseinu, our work and our service, our labor, Achshav, Hem kinanas al gabe anok, we're like a midget on top of a giant, which means we don't have to do the whole work, we're just standing on the shoulders of the giants, Kivan Shem Boim, since they're coming, La'achrei ubehemshach, after and as a follow-up, l'maisei, to the actions, v'avoidas, and the work, the service of Rabbi Seinu Nisienu, our Rebbes, our leaders, and the Rebbe enumerates all the Rebbes, Admur HaZokin, the Alter Rebbe, Admur HaMtsoyi, the Mittler Rebbe, Admur HaTzamach Tzedek, the Rebbe, the Tzamach Tzedek, Admur HaMaharash, the Rebbe Maharash, and Admur Nishmos Eiden, the Rebbe Nishmos Eiden, the Rebbe Rashab, the Koit Kvetushos Merichom Admur, and the Friedike Rebbe, Hare Bevadai, Bevadai, two times Bevadai, for sure, for sure. Shebekoyach Shal Maaseinu V'Avedeseinu, that it's in the power of our actions and our service. Koyle L'Achilas Sudas Mashiach, which includes the eating Mashiach Suda, Ushtiyas Dalet Koyses B'Achren Shal Pesach, and drinking the four cups in Achron Shel Pesach, lahavi sagula miyad keheref ayin mamish, to bring the geula immediately, immediately. And the Rebbe added, says in the note of here at the Fabrengen, with the Rebbe means for sure each one should make sure to drink all the four cups, and even those who are not sure if they drank all the four cups. So the Rebbe says, in other words, they may have drank it, but maybe they didn't think about this should lead us to Mashiach. The Rebbe says they should make it up, because drinking of the cup needs to be sure. That's the way to bring the Gula Hasidah. So the Rebbe said that in the Maimer as well, that they should make sure to drink the cups with this Kavona. And that will bring down the Gula Kerefayim, like the blink of an eye. Hey, Yerotzin, and the Rebbe plays, may be the will, praise that this should be the will of Hashem, Shekol Zeh Yiyah B'Gilui Mamish. This should be all this openly, mamash, ba'ifin in a way, shekolechot marabe etzboi, that everyone can show with his finger, ba'imer, zeh, this is it. Bedugmas sudas Mashiach, this is so literally, because we're talking about a meal of Mashiach, shemarim be'etzba, hamatzah v'ayayin, you can show with point with your finger, this is the matzah, this is the wine. Ubepnimius, and it also goes into an internal, because you internalize. The wine and the matzah become part of your body. The Suda's Mashiach, similar to the matzah and the cups of the Mashiach Suda, that become blood and flesh like your flesh, and with joy and gladness of hearts, take it from a yad mamish, and immediately, and right away, actually, he didn't hold them back even like the blink of an eye. So again, this is the Maimer, like very unique. Seems Mamish the Rebbe was urging and trying to get everybody to have the right kavonas with the Suda's Mashiach to Mamish bring down Mashiach Suda. He was trying to find in the Yomanim, maybe we'll say this was not too long after the passing of the Rebbe's brother-in-law of the Rebbe, of the Rashag on Vav Tishrei, Vav Adar in Tavshim Mem Tes, then a year after the Rebbetzin passed away, and the Rebbe's energy and efforts were focused and. Like I said, there was not that much from the Maimir in the explanations, but really just to bring down Mashiach. Anyways, that's for whatever it's worth.